The only people who say that they don't have a choice are the ones who aren't educated. Welcome back to a micro episode on Constructing You, where I share key insights, perspectives, and thoughts for the greatest project you'll ever get to work on. As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So I'm not here to convince and certainly not here to argue, but do you agree or disagree? Are you already in defensive mode and not actually here to listen to a different perspective? Before we delve into that, a quick word from our major sponsor. Gantt is Australia's first marketplace and directory of construction consultants and industry experts. If you are a small consulting firm or a freelancer, Gantt helps you find the tender offers from top builders in Australia in a wide range of services, saving you time and money. If you are a builder, you now have access to the best independent construction consultants in the industry. Signing up is free, so head over to gantt.com and start bidding. Now, when I say educated, did you immediately think that this was conventional academic type of education? Because if it was, then that is already a limitation upon your thinking, in that education only comes from academic institutions. But do academic institutions actually teach people how to think, or do they only teach them what to think? Are they looking for ideas and innovations to the future? Or are they only there to memorize what has already been and done in the past? So if you thought that your technical education is the thing that allows you to have choice, then you will find yourself to be one person with a lot of limited choices. Why? Because conventional pathways only show you conventional pathways. I know, because I was a product of that pathway, and of course it served its purpose, it had its time and place, but then it didn't have its time and place. And then what? Does that mean my education stopped? No. That's where self-education actually comes in. No certificate from any institution, no type of qualification from any institution is ever going to give you the paradigm that you need to awaken and start to see how much choice you really have. Now, if someone isn't actually armed with the right information as to what is possible, then they will immediately go, well, I have no choice. Now, let's say you had versed yourself in the realm of legalities, in the world of finance, in the world of spirituality. Let's say you were well versed in so many other different realms that required self-education. Would you really think that you don't have a choice so much anymore? Again, there is no right or wrong answer to that, because maybe you have investigated all other options and you still think there is no choice. Well, that is your decision and that is a conclusion that you have come to. Now, why this episode? Because today, in construction, everyone that has been working in construction has been witness to the greatest breach of human rights that this industry has ever seen before. No matter which way you look at it, that is exactly what has happened, because a person is expected to give up the sovereignty over their own body and their own being. Now, I say expected because you should know that mandatory does not mean law. Mandatory is not a policy. Mandatory is a mere suggestion. But let's just go back to what has just happened today. What has just transpired in the industry that we love so much, an industry that has spent decades fighting and standing up for the safety and true health of their workers. Where in the world are they right now? Now, everyone has the ability to have free will and free choice. That is something that hasn't actually changed. But if you don't actually spend the time educating yourself on what that actually means for you, then what will happen? What will transpire, not just for you as an individual, because your actions impact those around you, and that impacts those around them. I personally see this day as a very, very dark day in the history of the construction industry. And today was actually a fasting day. In Jewish religion, we have the Day of Atonement, and we fast and switch off technology and are only meant to pray and ask for forgiveness and to atone for our sins. And I turned on social media and everything else afterwards, and I saw that today was the darkest day in the history of the construction industry. That is my perspective. I'm not saying you need to adopt it, absolutely not. But before you reject it, and before you accept it, actually play with it. So many of you in the industry I see on LinkedIn stand up to be equally seen, to be equally paid, to want to work flexibly, to not want to work flexibly. You stand up. You feel that something is unjust, you stand up. Because you need to understand that it doesn't actually work both ways. On one hand, you can't be fighting for, let's call it diversity, and on the other hand, go totally against that when it doesn't suit you. That is called being a hypocrite. It doesn't work that way. So lots of people right now are staring down the barrel of choice. Even if they think they don't have one, they are staring down the barrel of choice. And the only thing that will allow you to expand your perspective as to what is a possible choice for you is going to come through education. Not academic, not conventional education, and not being educated by people who think the exact same as you, because that's just reconfirming an existing belief, and that's not how growth happens. I hope we know that by now. In the same way that so many of you in industry go into analysis paralysis when you need to invest in a mentoring course of $1,000 for yourself, how about you actually use that analysis paralysis that finally has one use to go and analyze everything that's out there before making a decision? If you are someone who feels that mandatory is compulsory, then go to my LinkedIn page. I have shared a resource which allows you to know your rights, and I encourage you to do that. Now, someone who is such a future thinker, that would have to be my next guest, of course. I have Renee Morcos. Renee is the founder of Alice Technologies. Renee is the founder of Alice Technologies and also teaches at Stanford University's PhD program in construction engineering, and he also has his own PhD in artificial intelligence applications for construction from Stanford as well. Renee would have to be one of the most fascinating people that I have had the privilege of speaking to on Constructing You. Not just again through what he's done with Alice Technologies, but who he's had to become and who he is becoming in the process of having this global vision. He's optimal. I think that's one good way to put it. He is working towards being an optimal human so that he can, of course, have optimal outcomes. I absolutely love the depth of his thinking and, of course, his experience. He was part of the team that delivered the first glazing manufacturing facility in Afghanistan. So I have a very fascinating interview with Renee Morcos coming for you this Sunday. So of course, if you live in one of the colonies that we are imprisoned in, then your plans are cancelled. I hope to see you back here on Sunday for my interview with Renee. And of course, if there is anyone in the industry which you think would be another fascinating fit for my podcast, send me a message. I'd love to find out who they are. So remember, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. The choice is always yours. Thank you for listening. If you've had an aha moment from this episode, share it with me. Let's connect on Instagram at @EleanorMasche_ and of course on LinkedIn, Eleanor Masche. Until the next episode, here's to constructing you.